Our guest today, Shannon Crist, who is Director of Dual Credit at MACC, and you've got a longer title than that, but does Director of Dual Credit work for you, Shannon?
It sure does work. That's awesome.
All right. How busy a time of the year is this for you as we've turned the calendar to August?
August is crazy. We are getting ready to start up our semester. August 19th is the first day of classes at all of our locations. Enrollment is still going on, so we would love to see more students coming in to be enrolled. In addition to the traditional MACC starting, we have dual credit will be starting as all the schools are going back, heading back to school.
All right. How about dual credit? We talk about a lot of courses being offered. How big an area are you servicing?
We serve schools in our 16 counties. We travel over 8,700 miles, so that's a lot of miles, a lot of driving around. We are in 49 schools. We have picked up the Hannibal Tech Center this next year, so we're very excited about picking them up. And then obviously keeping all of our schools that we've had for several years.
All right, let's talk numbers. What are we looking at as far as maybe the number of students who are involved or the number of classes that are involved? There's a bunch, aren't there?
There is a lot of numbers. As of last spring, dual credit was up 18% from the previous spring, so that was awesome. We are looking at even more growth this year. Headcount, we have over 2,000 dual credit kids in our in the program. We are actually the third largest campus for MACC, which is pretty exciting.
All right, what all is offered as far as dual credit goes? If someone's hearing it for the first time, what kind of classes are offered?
Many of them are the general education classes, the composition, the history, psychology, sociology, public speaking, anatomy, biology, several of those. But then we're also doing classes such as welding, machine tool. Those are both offered at our Moberly Tech Center and also at the new Hannibal Tech Center. And then there's also an array of other classes, intro to business, macroeconomics, so many things that we do offer. We do offer dual credit online, and basically I create that schedule, what our counselors want, what they're asking from the kids, what the kids are wanting. We try to offer those.
Okay, so Shannon, what's the advantage of dual credit? Why should a high school student take some dual credit classes?
Because you're shaving some time off your college years. Not that that's always necessarily a good thing. You want to have some fun and enjoy the experience. The majority of our dual credit kids are graduating MACC. If they choose to come up to us, they're doing it in a year. Last year, we did have a student from Paris High School who graduated from MACC on Friday night and then got her high school diploma on Sunday. So that was very, very cool. We have two more students at Moberly High School that we are hoping, and I know are going to do that. And there's other kids that are definitely, those are goals. So it's pretty exciting. We're definitely shaving the time off. Most of our kids anymore are graduating between 35 and 45 credit hours. To get an associate's, it is 64. So that's pretty awesome.
All right. So does it save kids and their parents some money, too?
It sure does. It saves them a lot of money. Dual credit is $78 a credit hour. That is out of district. Students that are in our Moberly taxing district, those are $45 a credit hour. So you have to think of all the money you're saving there just in tuition. And then if you're taking those classes in the building, in your high school, the book is covered too. That high school has covered the cost of the books. So that's a huge savings. As we all know, textbooks are a little expensive.
All right. So how much has this grown? You mentioned up about 18% or so from when you started to now. Wow, what an explosion.
Oh, it's grown leaps and bounds. It's just gotten crazy. I mean, dual credit is where it is at. People are seeing the advantages of it. We had a student who graduated several years from Moberly High School. She just graduated from Mizzou in May after 3 years at Mizzou. And that's all because of her dual credit that she did take. She didn't come to MACC after us, which I would have loved to have had her. But 3 years at Mizzou is pretty impressive with her dual credit.
All right. So you get to get out and travel and meet a lot of these students personally. What's that like for you?
I love it. It is the best part of my job. And in the fall, we take them MACC swag. They get their dual credit shirts, which is always exciting. It's getting to now where as soon as we walk in, they're ready to see the shirts. I love it. It's the best part, like I said, hands down. Going to all the different schools. We're going to bigger schools. We go to smaller schools. Just seeing the variety of all the students and the faculty, the counselors. It's just, I cannot say enough about it. The counselors know that I love working with them. I love working with their students.
All right. Where do you see this going in the next 5 to 10 years or so?
just keep on growing. Middle college is something that people are starting to hear about, and that's people are really pushing for that. Schools are really wanting to see students graduate with their associates the same time. So I just keep seeing it growing and growing. It's we're not stopping. We're going to keep going.
All right. If there are some high schools, some schools within our area that don't have the dual credit set up with MACC, do you welcome phone calls from them?
I welcome phone calls. I welcome emails, ShannonC@MACC. And then the phone number is 263-4100. My extension is 11331. So, yes, if we're not in your building, get a hold of me. We want to be in your building.
All right. What kind of advice do you give some of these high school kids who are going to be taking their first dual credit classes as schools are starting up now? These are challenging courses, aren't they?
They are challenging. They are college classes, and this starts your college transcript. I think sometimes they're like, oh, I'm still doing it at high school. But your college transcript starts now, which is it's awesome. I mean, you have kids that are having 4.0s at MACC that they're transferring to other schools upon graduation. So taking it seriously, taking advantage of it. You can do it now as a sophomore, as long as you have a 3.0 GPA. So I would recommend sophomores taking it, starting it now. It's not hurting you at all. It's only helping you in your future. And it's such an affordable. I mean, it's just so affordable. So your parents will love you more too.
All right. Shannon, I love that. Shannon Chris, she's joined us today on Regional Radio.